A comment by an Iowa caucus goer last night reminds us that the presidential race has just begun. Steve Tice spoke with our colleague Sonari Glinton on the way out of one of last night's meetings.
You know, Iowa's not about picking the winner. It's about eliminating some of the guys that just shouldn't have run.
And Iowa may well eliminate some candidates. Michelle Bachmann, who finished sixth, reportedly has canceled a trip today to South Carolina. And her campaign says she'll hold a press conference later this morning. We'll keep you up to date on that. Rick Perry says he's returning to his home state of Texas to consider his next moves after finishing fifth. But the others go on. Newt Gingrich stays in after a fourth-place finish, declaring on to New Hampshire, which is where we go next. NPR's Brian Naylor is in the city of Manchester. Hi, Brian. Where are you?
Hi, Steve. I'm at the Red Arrow Diner, kind of a famous political haunt in downtown Manchester, where the coffee mugs have a C-SPAN emblem on them. So you know that politics is always on the menu here.
And I suppose people must be talking politics this morning.
They are. I mean, I think it's a little bit of the calm before the storm, before the candidates start arriving in the state on a big time basis. But one thing I did hear from some folks I spoke with is, where did this Rick Santorum come from? People are very surprised. He came out of nowhere in Iowa, certainly. He's not spent a lot of time in New Hampshire, and they're kind of scratching their heads that this is something that nobody really saw coming.
Now, this is meaningful because it's been assumed that Rick Santorum is not the kind of candidate who would necessarily do well in New Hampshire, but you're saying that people don't necessarily have a negative impression of him. He's a blank slate. They have an opportunity to learn about him here for the first time.
That's exactly right. I don't think anybody really knows very much about him. Remember, he lost his bid for re-election 4 years ago, I believe, and so he's been out of the public eye for a while, and people really don't have much of an idea of where he stands on issues, and I think they're kind of curious at this moment, which is not necessarily a bad thing.
Brian Naylor, I want to ask about another candidate who did not compete in Iowa and has staked everything on New Hampshire. Based on your interviews there at the Red Arrow or anywhere else that you've been in recent days, how widely known is John Huntsman, and how much interest is there in his candidacy?
Well, I think he has gotten some attention. You know, he had a town meeting last night while they were counting the votes in Iowa. He was here in New Hampshire as if to say, you know, this is where I've placed all my chips. There's been some TV ads and some, you know, lawn signs. And so I think people do know him. And I think his brand of more moderate conservatism is a good fit for the state. But saying that, I think this is really all about a race for second place in New Hampshire. I think Mitt Romney has it pretty well wrapped up. He's more or less the native son here, having been governor of Massachusetts. He has a summer home here. And so he has a commanding lead in the polls, and I'd be surprised if that changes much. It's really a question of who else might emerge from the pack to possibly challenge him down the road when we get to the more socially conservative states in the South.
In just a couple of seconds, is this correct that although Mitt Romney's coming to New Hampshire, he's also going to spend a couple days in South Carolina, which votes next before coming back for the New Hampshire vote?
That's right. That's what we've been hearing. And all of the candidates will be here this weekend. There's a debate. I believe all of the candidates will be here this weekend. There's a debate Saturday night. But, yeah, I think Romney is probably more concerned right now about showing up and doing well in South Carolina, and is more or less figuring he's got worries in New Hampshire.
Okay. NPR's Brian Naylor in Manchester, New Hampshire this morning. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.